Okay.
Hi.
Do you check the part?
No, we're not with the media.
How are you?
Come on in, I apologize.
Okay. Supposedly, there's two individuals that were beat up pretty badly that are here in the hospital, and one of our lead homicide investigators asked us to come here and speak to them.
Oh, we have one.
One of them? Okay.
And we have one victim.
Okay.
Oh, then you guys can come on. I'm sorry, they told me media was here, so I brought my PR guy.
Oh, okay. No. They're still out in,
Yeah, you're going.
Yeah, I'm 10-8. It's 10:30 a.m.
Are you guys here for
him? We're here to talk to somebody that's beat up. Yeah, looks like probably him. Okay. Are you here for that also?
Well, I was sent out here because I heard their watch commander say our detectives are coming out, and then I found out it happened in that guy's area.
Okay.
So this is a young man. I guess he's a cool guy. And he's going to shoot the shot.
Okay.
So that's your guy. So I'll cancel our detectives.
Yeah.
You guys wanted to do that?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I do the same thing once in a while.
I just threw it on real quick.
Thanks.
So, yeah, cancel them because our homicide Montagna sent us over here, so that's fine.
Yeah, tell me if you talk to Montagna, tell him which that happened.
Okay. Oh, did you? Okay.
77-3, a long time ago. So this is the young guy.
Okay.
This whole family.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm 10-8. Hi, how you doing?
I forget, how are you?
Detective Harkoff from the Sheriff's Department?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Kevin's father, Mike, Mom, Sharon, Kevin, okay. Of course.
Okay.
And,
hi, Kevin.
And you're Alan, and also
your Sadler.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you want to talk to the family, maybe, and I'll talk to Kevin?
Well, first of all, is this the same guy that's connected with Thousand Oaks?
We believe so.
You still don't
We're
know.
Still investigating it right now. Yeah.
Have they determined if he shot himself or killed himself? Or
They're still looking into that.
What's your thing tonight?
They're making sure everybody's evacuated, that everything's safe, and it looks like they got everybody out of the area. So then they're gonna go in and search it. And they may have already done it, but we've been busy doing other things on this too. So.
And the woman, do we know if she's okay?
I don't know. You're talking about, to be honest with you, we got really limited information. We were asked by the homicide detective, Montagna, who's handling the entire case, to come out here. He got word that there was a gentleman that had been hurt off of Santa Rosa Road, and that's all he told us, go to the hospital and talk to him. So I don't know a lot, but I do know that that they're looking into everything right now.
What did he hit you with? Is it a 45 or much for him?
It's like it's kind of short. Sparrow looks like your ball. Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
We'll talk to him, man.
Okay.
There are things we're going to have to find out, too.
You did that one too.
Staples?
That one, yeah. So you got one, three here, and four here, and then I'm going to get working on this one, okay? Go ahead and talk to him. Okay.
Do you want to do what you have to do? Because I don't really want to be interrupted.
It won't interrupt me at all.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, what is your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your date of birth? Okay. And I understand that you were assaulted sometime today.
Yeah.
Can you tell me everything that happened regarding that?
Well, that I know.
That you know. Everything that you know that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you doing?
I was back in the bottom of the floor for the time that he came to me.
Okay, and where's this at?
Off of Santa Rosa, Rocky Way, I think it's called, the street.
Do you know the address?
No.
Okay. Fowler, can you go just down the hall just a little bit? Thanks. Okay, Kevin. So you're vacuuming the pool off of Rocky Way off of Santa Rosa Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's the resident's name there, do you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And how long have you been doing their pull?
Oh, geez. if I guess it's 10 months.
10 months? Okay. Yeah. What company do you work for? Okay. What time did you get there this morning?
7:45.
This morning?
Yeah.
Okay, approximately?
Yeah.
Okay, were you the only person?
Yeah.
With your, to clean the pool?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, and did you, was anybody home when you got there? Or what's your routine? Did you,
no,
you
my routine, I just start on the pool.
So you go straight to the back?
Yeah, because they have a house that I can drive to the back of the pool.
Okay.
So I drove there and I parked and I and then I just, you know, get on my equipment and start cleaning it.
Okay, and is that what you did this morning?
Yeah, my routine I always do.
Okay.
Machines.
So then what happened?
I was vacuuming the pool and then all of a sudden there's a guy walks out to me. You know, kind of walking a little on the fast side, but still a little casual, you know, nothing like, didn't seem like anything was up.
Uh-huh.
So, and he came to me and he said, "The mom inside told me you had a car." And I said, "What? You have a car. Where's the keys?" I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Is this a joke? He said, "No, let me..."
You asked him that?
Yeah. And
uh-huh.
then he showed me the gun.
Uh-huh.
And I did kind of think it was a fake. That probably wasn't the greatest choice, but I thought it was still fake. And then he pushed me down. And then he said, "Where's the key?" And I told him inside my truck. And then that's when he said, "Okay," he took the pistol and pistol was in the back of the head with the butt of the gun. And then he walked away. And he got in my truck and then I got at Walmart.
Okay. How long were you there prior to him coming out? How long had you been working on the pool?
If I get 15 minutes.
Okay. So you've been there for about 15 minutes. Did you know who was at the house?
Yeah, I mean, I had an idea who was there because, you know, the family always is there.
Okay, but did you see anybody for certain that today?
Yeah, I did see, when I first got there, I saw some, but I didn't know who it was. I think it was one of the girls, but she was walking in the kitchen, and that's the last I saw of anybody until I walked inside after he hit me. But I think that was before he did what he did.
Okay. Well, okay, so how many people live in that, or at the house? How many people live there?
At the time, there was three, but...
But how many people do you know that live there? Is it mother, father?
Mom, dad. I think three kids.
Mom, dad, and three kids?
I could be wrong about the kids part, but I'm pretty sure.
So mom, dad, and kids, and
yeah.
One of them is a girl?
Two are girls, but at the time, there's only one that was a girl, and the other one was a boy.
Okay. Okay, so... When he comes walking up to you, can you describe what he looked like and what he was wearing to the best of your ability?
Yeah, kind of like a polo shirt, kind of, I don't know if it was pinkish looking, but like a light pink kind of tone to it, I think.
Okay.
It looked like kind of khaki shorts. And, like I told the paramedic, kind of like a, you know, golfing kind of look, because, you know, khaki shorts with a polo t-shirt.
Was it a collar or just regular, or do you know?
Collar.
You know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and, how would you describe, like, his physical feature? About how old, how much would he weigh, how tall, stocky, heavy?
Late 30s to early 40s, I would say.
Uh-huh.
He's shorter than me. I'm about 6 or what, 5'10", I would put him at, I guess.
Okay.
A little on the chubby side.
Okay.
His face was a little chubby. And
okay.
His body, so.
And what?
His body, you know, his whole body is kind of chubby looking.
Okay.
Not overweight, but no.
What color hair?
Is it
dark or light?
No, I'd say it's a light reddish look. Probably like very light red to like, I guess a dark, I mean not dark blonde. The light like blonde mixed with a little bit of a red tint to it.
Okay.
I would say.
Light blonde with a red tint?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's natural, but. Sounds like he has some freckles on his face, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Anything else about what he looked like. She said he's kind of chubby face.
Yeah.
He was about 5'10", you said.
Yeah.
Would you guess on weight?
175, 180.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
You see, you got a pretty good look at him.
Yeah.
If we were to show you a set of pictures, do you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I'm pretty positive.
Okay, so he comes up to you. Okay, we'll hold on to that. In a second we will. He comes up to you. So you're there for about 15 minutes just doing your job.
Yeah.
This guy, have you ever seen this person before?
No.
Never seen him before?
No.
Okay. Comes up to you. And he tells you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he tells you, the lady in there tells me that you have a car.
Yeah.
And he asked you for the keys.
Yeah.
And you told him, is this a joke? You asked him. And he said no and showed you a gun.
Yeah.
How did he show you the gun?
Just waist, down by his waist.
Okay.
On the right side.
Was he holding, what hand was he holding it?
With the right hand.
Okay. And how would you describe the gun?
Not probably like a nine shot, 38.
Was it a revolver or semi-automatic?
Revolver.
You know the difference?
Yeah, I know the difference, but
okay.
The way I looked at it, it looked like it was a revolver.
Okay, so you're pretty comfortable saying it was, or?
I'm pretty sure it was, but I don't know if he, that's the gun I think he showed me. I don't think it was a,
A semi-automatic like this type?
Because I took a glance at it, because I saw a gun, and then I looked at him.
Was he holding it down at his side? Or?
Yeah, on his side.
Holding it with his right hand?
Yeah.
Okay. And he tells you, you ask him if this is a joke, he says no, and it shows you the gun. Does he raise it and point it at you, or how does
he? No, he just keeps it level with his head.
Okay.
Never, like, does, you know, that. He just keeps it right here the whole time.
Okay, and he says no?
Yeah, and then he said no, get down. And he kind of pushed me down to the ground.
How do you do that?
I was on my
you
way.
You face to face?
I started to turn a little bit to, you know, get down. Also, like, kind of on my way down a little, and then he just put his one hand on me, and I just pushed me down. And then...
So he tells you, no, it's not a joke, and he tells you, get down? Like, get down on your knees,
yeah,
or...
lay down. I don't know if he said it, but, you know, that's all I...
interpreted it?
So that's what I did.
And then as you start to go down, he grabs you with what hand?
He went down and just took, I don't know what hand because I wasn't looking at him, but he just put it down and he just pushed me down some more.
By on the top of your head or your shoulders?
No, on my back.
Okay. Okay. And then what happened?
Then he asked me, where's your keys?
After he pushed you down?
Yeah, and I said, what? And he said, where's your keys? What's this? And I popped it on my iPod.
Where was that at?
It's on my right side.
Okay.
And what is this? This your, I think he said this your wallet, but don't count on that. And then I told him, no, it's in my truck, my keys.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think he said, okay. And then he, that's when he hit me and popped the head.
Okay. And how many times did he hit you?
Once.
With the butt of the gun?
Yeah. It felt
and
like
that's on your right side?
Yeah. Crown of the head.
And then what happened to you? What do you remember next?
I was like, prayed a little bit. And then I kind of hit my truck right away.
Did you lose consciousness after that? You never lost consciousness?
No.
Okay. Did you see where he went after that? Or were you
No,
looking?
Well, I mean, there's only one way to get out of the neighborhood. So it would have been straight down Rocky
Did
Way.
He run away?
I don't know. He might have. After he hit me, you know, I kind of closed my eyes and kind of, you know, I was...
What did you think was going to happen?
It's probably sound stupid, but I kind of thought, what's going to happen to my truck? You know, that's what I was kind of thinking at that particular moment. And then after I knew he drove away, I got up and I thought, oh no, where's the family?
You know, so you heard, okay, so he hits you with the gun,
yeah.
You go down, and then you hear your truck drive away, and you recognize the sound?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of truck do you have?
A black Nissan 97. It's a King Cab.
Black Nissan 97 King Cab.
my wallet's in there and my cell phone is too big.
Walking center, center. Okay. So you hear it drive away. What do you do next?
I get up and I feel a blood going down my face and I think, where's the family at?
Uh-huh.
And that's when I saw the door was open.
What door?
The right door to the house. Just the way inside the house.
Okay.
Regular door.
Like the right side door?
Yeah. If you're looking at the house from the front, it'd be on
the left. Because I've
never
been to the house.
Yeah, so. It'd be on the left side. Once you look at the house straight on,
okay.
It's on the left side.
So from where you were at in the backyard, yeah. It was up.
Okay. The right side.
Okay, and then the door's open?
Yeah, and then I yelled to see if anybody was home.
Uh-huh.
I said, is anybody home? Yeah. Is they all right? And then I...
Did anybody reply?
No. And then I saw the mom laying on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Prone position, face up. She was there.
She was laying on her back or on
yeah,
her stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was,
where was she at? What part of the room?
In the kitchen.
Okay. And you recognize her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
But you recognize her from working
yeah.
there? Okay.
And then,
What was her condition?
Unstable.
Was she bleeding?
Yeah, she's bleeding. She was unconscious.
Where was she bleeding from?
The head.
Okay.
Up the head. And I don't want to, look at her, work up on her right away. I just want to see if this thing was critical in the house.
What did you do when you saw her? Did you check her pulse?
Yeah, I said, are you all right? She didn't say anything. So, and then when she didn't say nothing, I just wanted to get up and I was seeing if anybody else was home. And I kind of yelled downstairs, is anybody home? And I kept on yelling. And when that was like a five, I went back to her.
Uh-huh.
And because her head was popped at an angle, I readjust her airway
uh-huh.
and open up her mouth to help her breathe.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she, I saw her take some breaths in.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, okay, she's okay for the moment. She's breathing. That's, most of the
time. Are you trained in CPR or you know
yeah,
a little bit about it?
I have 2 weeks and 2 classes left of EEP.
Okay.
I'm already done with that.
Okay. So you caught move her head
yeah.
and tilted or?
Yeah, I lift up her neck a little, so she could have a straight pathway to her lungs.
Uh-huh.
And she started to breathe a little bit.
You saw her chest rise
yeah.
and stuff.
And, I want to see if there's more critical because, Rye could hear her.
I'm sorry.
Bye. All right, thanks.
Okay.
But once I could hear her bleed, so that's how I knew.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, I want to see if there's any more, critical stuff in the house. That's when I saw her, the kids. I looked at them. They were, combative. Not combative, I'm sorry. They were very distraught.
How many kids?
Two.
Downstairs? I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
Oh, downstairs, nobody.
Okay, so you went upstairs?
Yeah, this is a 2-story house.
Okay, and were they both together, the kids?
Yeah. The girl was kind of up against the doorway.
In a bedroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
In a bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. And was she injured?
Yeah, she had a blunt trauma to the head, like me.
Okay.
Her head got, she hit the pistol with her. Just
okay,
like
what did you say to her? Any dialogue?
Are you okay? Are you alright? Where's the phone at? Black on 911.
Uh-huh.
And then at that time, I looked over and I saw the boy come out of the shower.
Uh-huh.
The curtains pulled over. And then that's when he came out. I looked at him. I asked him the same questions. He was fine. He knew what was going on. Both of them did.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, they said, what happened? Is my mom all right? I said, yeah, she is. She's breathing. And then they said, they were telling me, the boy kept on telling me he had an English accent. He had an English accent. That's what the boy told me. And the girl was still up the line of her mom's all right. And I said, yes, it is. Stay upstairs, And they were, of course, they kept on, they were afraid that the guy would come back. So
uh-huh.
But, I didn't know what the guy's plans was.
Uh-huh.
And so I had him stay up in the bathroom with me.
Uh-huh. So they were both in the same bathroom?
Yeah.
She was against the wall with an injury to the head
yeah.
against the door, and he was inside the shower with a curtain wrapped around
yeah.
her?
Well, not wrapped around, but the curtain's pulled over.
Oh, just closed?
Yeah.
Full closed?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is the boy?
10.
approximately, or do you know that?
I know that. That's what he said. It's paramedic.
Okay. And how about the girl?
14. Same. I know.
Okay. And so you told him just to stay in there. What did you do next?
I asked for the phone and she had it with her.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, I think she had it with her. But so I got the phone. We called 911.
Uh-huh.
They said, you know, I started talking to the dispatcher.
Uh-huh.
Telling them what was kind of going on. And then that's when we went to their parents' bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Which was next to them.
Upstairs?
Yeah. We stayed upstairs.
Okay.
And they were kind of showing where the dad used his trauma kit, his gauze and all that.
Okay.
And we kept on, we heard some trucks coming, but then about that time, the dad came back home.
Uh-huh.
The guy named Jeff.
The dad's name's
Yeah,
Jeff?
Yeah, he's a medical physician.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know what was going on. I said, but all right. We said, yeah. And then he ran back down to his wife.
Did he know? Had they already called him?
I don't know how he really knew. I guess so. I guess they called him.
Uh-huh. Because he kind of, when you first saw him, he appeared that he knew what was happening?
Yeah, well, because he came upstairs, so he already saw his wife.
Uh-huh.
So he knew, and he just wanted to see if the kids, like I did, you know, he just wanted to see if anybody else was injured.
Uh-huh.
So he came up, and then he saw him, and then he went back downstairs to try work up his wife to see if she was still breathing.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when the neighbor also came. I don't know where she lived in, you know, by where the house is. I don't know what size, but she was a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
She came, wanted to know, said, by all right. And then that's when I went downstairs to see if I could, you know, help out Jeff a little bit.
Uh-huh.
See whatever I could do.
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah, go back upstairs to my closet, get the, get a mask, the oxygen, and then I did that. I finally found it. I brought it to him.
Uh-huh.
And then I went back upstairs and I wrapped up the kids' heads in gauze.
Uh-huh.
And about that time, after I got finished,
you wrapped the girl.
Yeah, and the boy.
Oh, did he get hit too in the head?
Yeah.
They're both hit.
Yeah, she had a big laceration.
Okay.
Then the boy did, but they both got hit.
Okay.
And then that's when the paramedics came. That's where everything else went on here. So.
What about the officer?
He came, he yelled saying, is anybody up there? I know it was him, because I could hear the radio go off.
Uh-huh.
So Edley said, yeah, and he was looking at it. He was looking through all the rooms, seeing if anybody else was there.
Okay.
He looked at us. And then he went back downstairs once he figured out that everybody else was okay.
Okay.
And then the paramedics came up.
Okay, did you see any confrontation between the officer and the suspect?
No. That happened, from what I've heard, down a little bit from where the house was.
Okay. Did you tell the officer, did the officer know that the woman had been shot in the head?
Yeah. I don't think she was shot, though. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think she just had a huge...
Oh. Okay.
But then again, I could be wrong, because I didn't do a full inspect. I didn't look too well to see if there's any other
Okay,
injury.
So you don't know what the injury was?
Yeah, the boy said that she did get shot, but he wasn't 100% sure on that.
He told you that when you went upstairs?
Yeah, he said, the girl wasn't positive on that one, but the boy said, yeah, I'm pretty sure that she got shot.
Okay, did you ever hear any gunshots when you were outside?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and you were there for about 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's why I said she might not have.
Okay.
Just got hit really hard back in the head. I don't know how many times.
Did you know the condition of her once the dad came?
Yeah, she was breathing. I think it was shallow, you know, labored breathing still, and she was unconscious.
Okay.
But that's when the medevac, the helicopter came and picked her up and they took her away.
Okay. And what do you know what do you know that happened next? The officer came, asked her and was okay, and then left?
Yeah, he looked at everybody's head.
Uh-huh.
He looked, you know, to make sure everybody wasn't, you know, too bad. And then...
And the medics were already there?
Yeah, that's okay. When the medics came up the stairs.
Okay. Go ahead, doctor.
And then just what happened next?
Then the paramedics came up and they looked at it, but then they wrapped my head up in gauze and then they walked us all downstairs.
Okay. And brought you here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to show you. I don't know if you've ever been showed a lineup before.
I haven't, but I know what it is.
Okay. Basically, it's a group of pitchers, and
have been in this kind of situation.
The most important thing is that you're under no obligation to identify anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to understand that. And also importantly is the person that assaulted you may or may not be in the group of photos. Okay, I want you to also keep in mind the fact that that their appearances, people's appearances change.
Yeah.
Okay, in photos as opposed to what they may look like from a day-to-day basis. So with keeping that in mind, you know, you're under no obligation to identify anybody. What are you doing?
I guess my lieutenant wants me to interview him too. Did you get everything?
Yeah, I just got done talking to him. Okay. What's that lineup?
242 or 245?
It's going to be 245. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a robbery too. Yeah. I mean, so.
Which one's our suspect? Which one's the deal?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're done with them, I'll interview him.
Okay. Okay, so the best thing to do is just, what I want you to do is just take a second. I know you're getting worked on right now by the nurse, so it's probably a little painful. So, once she's done with that. I don't know the status of, it happened on Santa Rosa Road, so this is all our area. Everything. As far as his
city.
Well,
Walmart's a city.
Right, but this didn't happen there. This happened off of Santa Rosa Road in our area.
Oh, this happened in your area?
Yeah.
They're telling me it was a Walmart.
No, this was all ours.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even need to be.
I was wondering why we're both doing
this. No, this is off of Santa Rosa Road in the Frank 1 area, the county area.
So how's the deputy?
The deputy I heard is alert and is
so
okay. Through the shoulder and then took one to the chest. We had a vest on. And that's all just verbal.
This guy's not going to court, is he?
No. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
No, this is all ours. As far as I know, have you been to the command post just off Cochran?
Not yours. I was at yours, and we had our own. We had to have our own two blocks away.
Yeah.
So, no, I was out directing driving, and they said, go up to the hospital.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is ours. I told the officer that was here.
Yeah, but he hasn't told anybody. He doesn't have a phone. He hasn't called the lieutenant to tell him that.
Oh, okay.
Of course. So
yeah.
This guy got his car jacked?
Yeah, from off of Santa Rosa Road. He's the pool cleaner, so. Kevin Brown.
He's gonna be okay, right?
Yep, he's gonna live.
Got a hard head. Okay, I'll let my lieutenant know.
Okay, sir.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Did you ever get that?
Yes, the CAT scan. I was just telling it was good. No skull fracture, no intracranial bleeding, just hematoma and soft tissue swelling.
We
did good.
How many stitches do you think I
need? Quite a few, actually.
How long is the last station?
It's about, I'm
going to
call it 4 centimeters, but it's a cellate shape left, so it's a little bit more work for it. Yeah. I'm going to have to keep them long because otherwise it's going to be a little hard to find.
Okay.
Even though your hair is short, because
they're
black.
I was going to get haircuts
too. No haircuts.
Are you the doctor? All right. I'll get from when I talk to him. I'll just talk to you real quick, just to find out what his injuries are, the medical terminology.
No problem.
He could probably give it to me. It sounds like.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Getting a new truck now.
Yeah. I hope your truck is good.
Me too.
I mean, it looks fine in front of the wall. Walking in the middle of the fence, it looks coming in.
Oh, yeah? Deputy, what's your name?
Detective Harcop.
Oh.
You call me Alan.
Alan, you know what will happen to my truck now?
Well, more than likely, it's going to get seized as evidence. But
as far as I'm concerned, what happened? That's like, you know, how do I go about getting my...
We'll be in contact with you. Yeah, we'll seize it right now as evidence. It's going to be sealed up and taken down to our crime lab. And then once they go through it and they do whatever evidentiary, you know, process they need to go through it and stuff and take pictures and fingerprint it and all that stuff, then we'll be in contact with you to, like, have you come and pick up your stuff or even, you know, the car. Yeah. But I'll give you the numbers. We'll be in contact with you a lot. The main investigating detective is going to be the Sergeant Montagna, and I'll let him know. After I get down here, I'm going to talk to him and let him know what's going on, and I'll let him know your concerns, too, about that. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be taking down the crime lab for a while.
Yeah.
And it may take a little while.
A while as a week or two?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not a month, but maybe the week part.
Yeah.
Or two might be more accurate.
Because now I'm trying to figure out. Cause I just got a new job here for the state of California, fire management.
Oh, okay, good. So,
but I need to go down. I'm up in Malibu, and I need to go down Thursday. No, Wednesday, tomorrow. Oh, now I'm trying to think. I mean, I got a bike, but
make a phone call for you.
Yeah.
I got the guy's number at my house.
You know what? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're a hero in this whole thing, so. I think that whatever this, you just put him in contact with us.
But, I gave your mom my number and stuff too, so.
You're not here to meet, so.
I'm going to wait, do a little cognitive. You know what, I think I have it programmed in my phone. It's just flipped through the... You know what, you better go step outside then.
Make it itchy, so just be aware.
Okay.
No, but see, I want you to fall behind my subject. I think it's only pediatric and... Oh no, I know they're doing practice and trauma, ironically. Yeah, that's what I think my subject is.
Am I
ready? No, it's just a bit. No, it's okay.
Kim?
Mm-hmm. I think you might have treated me when I was there with the chicken pox.
Oh, no.
Probably. I didn't know I had chicken pox. If I would have known, I probably wouldn't have come here. All I know is I was really sick.
I don't think I saw any crazy
chicken pox here. Oh, maybe it wasn't. I thought...
Is it a female?
Yeah, female. I know that part. This was like, this was like 2 years ago.
Three more? 3-0?
Yeah.
Thank you. I have to make them big because otherwise I'll be asleep. Okay, so can you count? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Grab me 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna have to make them long, so unfortunately I get them longer.
Still working on it.
I'm gonna jump along with trouble,
man. Sorry, Steve.
Not bad.
You have no allergy cancer, right?
No. Not bad, George. Right. It's cool.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. One whip can cause you damage. I was surprised at a number of different lacerations.
Yeah, me too. And you start pointing out 1, 2, 3, 4. What? Oh, yeah.
You're gonna get a haircut?
Yeah. I was wanting to look, you know, kind of decent for Thursday, but that's kind of got...
I offered to shave his head, but
he... There you go.
Actually, second thought, you could if you want.
His test results all came back real
good. Yeah, they came back real good. Perfect. Lucky.
Great.
That's the good news. Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
You gonna go to work on Thursday with your motorcycle?
Because
that's all you got right now.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put my helmet on.
Because somehow, oh, shit. You can have it. I'll give you the Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I'll take that.
For a couple of
days. Yeah, because that's gonna hurt.
Tomorrow I need it. It looks like...
No, you need to...
I need to do something.
Well, we got to get your wallet and your cell phone first before you even drive.
True.
You don't even have your wallet.
Well, I'm trying to convince him not to go to class today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know your other partner was saying, do you know how we are going to be able to at least get his... I know you have to get down the truck for a little bit, but...
Yeah, I'll talk to the... I'll talk to the main detective that's handling it. His wallet. You're talking about his wallet and his ID.
Wallet and cell phone. Those would be the only things.
Yeah, I think we can.
At the house.
Okay. So at their house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get
there
that later.
There could be a case that's right going on the house.
Yeah.
Well, you.
They're there right now.
Get a hold of
Well, his wallet. I mean, I don't see a problem in getting that back to him. And I'll get all your information, your cell phone, your phone, and I'll call you as soon as I can and let you know how to go about that.
Yeah, because I talked to him about the case.
Oh, yeah.
I
know those are really expensive.
Yeah.
I take those cases all the time. Stolen iPods, stolen iPhone, like $400 or $300.
$30,000 on it now, so.
Yeah. How do you get the songs? Does it come with a pro? How do you have to download them?
Yeah, it comes with a program.
So you get the songs?
Yeah, it's called iTunes. The program.
So you log on to that?
No, you don't log on because it's on the desktop. It's on Windows.
Uh-huh.
The little icon. You just click on it and then, you know, it comes up with all the menus and you just place the CD in and...
Do you pay separately for the songs?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have to buy the songs that you put onto it?
Yeah, well, if you go on over the internet, it's 99 cents a song.
Uh-huh.
But I have a friend that has like 250 CDs. I just took them... from him and
so you can burn them, the CDs, and then copy them onto your iPod?
Yeah.
Download them on
there. Pretty cool, actually. If you want them, steal them.
Yeah, well, my daughter wants one, I know that. You know, I'm trying to figure out. I'm pretty... Don't get anyone?
I got one, and it keeps freezing.
Mm-hmm.
I've returned it 4 times now.
Really?
And idiots keep sending me the same thing again.
Mine's good.
How many stitches did you have?
A lot. I got to count them. Yeah.
Oh, man. So you didn't do the staples, or you did both staples?
I did, but this one was complex because it was not regular, so I wasn't able to staple them.
And are those going to be dissolving stitches?
No, they have to come out. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Both the staples and the stitches will come out in about 7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days?
Yeah. I told them, we're going to put a dressing on, keep it dressed for about 24 hours.
Okay.
And then after that, you can do it again.
No, we have to go back to the primary doctor to do the... Okay,
fine.
So we don't come back to you.
No, you don't have to come back.
Okay.
Just to get them out.
What does Sandra say?
Your sister got a hold of her. She was very surprised that she knew exactly who the house was. But, oh my gosh, the doctor's house. So she was very shocked. Very sympathetic.
God, where was it in Camarillo?
It's like
Camarillo.
Whatever city that is. I
don't know.
Where's the Camarillo? They're kind of intertwined with each other.
Yeah.
Where's the valley, right?
The little road.
Where's the road?
Well, no,
I said it
was
a
road that
goes in
plus the valley. What time was this when this all started?
I don't know, about 8 o'clock, I guess, give or take, when he actually got to me. It actually got, so... I didn't have any watch or nothing.
Were you outside cleaning the motion?
Yeah, I was
cleaning
the pool.
I know, but
no, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, he came out to you.
Yeah. If he let me alone, I would not have known a thing. I would have packed up my stuff and left.
Whoa.
Without knowing anything. I heard no noise.
He wanted that black Nissan.
Keep your head just like that.
All four cylinders.
Yeah, really. The pool is cooking inside. That's my truck. You want to take it. Well, I mean.
That's amazing that the doctor saw your truck on the freeway and he coming or where.
Well, I think he was going out in the neighborhood and he saw him and he... hit my truck, I guess. That's what he said.
She
tried to ram off the road, so...
Because he knew it wasn't Kevin. That's what he was trying to say. He knew it wasn't him, so he that truck didn't belong to that guy.
It's probably how he was driving, too, coming out.
Oh,
I don't understand why he, after doing what he did, go to Walmart and make him bigger. That's if he wants to be, like, you know, suicide by cop.
A lot of times that's what people want to do.
Well, was he already being chased at this point in the truck, you know?
From my understanding, there was a chase that ensued along Santa Rosa Road into off of and then to Tirada.
This is his first off ramp to go to. Then.
Yeah.
The cop that got shot, is he okay?
As far as I know, he's stable. Yeah.
When did he come on the scene?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's on. I'm trying to figure out. That's why I was asking Kevin if he remembered the officer having a confrontation with the suspect at all.
You remember
that? I was inside the house.
Huh?
I was inside the house when that might have happened.
So it must have happened at some point after he left the house.
Once you got knocked out, you know, got hit over the head, then that's when you knew something had happened inside the house and went in?
I assumed that something happened, and that's when I, like I said, I went inside and...
Wow. Were the kids pretty well?
Yeah.
Are there kids here, too?
No, they're at Las Posas.
Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah, I mean, the investigators are all out there, but when something like this, they just asked me on the spur, hey, can you go talk to Kevin at the hospital? That's why I don't know. I mean, I know, like, the answer to the questions you're asking me, they know all those answers. I know that for, yeah, they know exactly what happened and stuff, because I know the officer is talking. Tyler, do we have a digital camera in the back of my, I don't know, I don't think so. Maybe we can, Nah, that's not good. It's not clear. You guys have one here, right? A digital camera?
I don't think that. Maybe you have a Polaroid.
Oh, do you? Polaroid?
I have one at home.
Polaroid.
I don't mean they. I never.
Yeah. I didn't even think you made them anymore. Yeah.
So you can ask me, you know, we're going to have to.
Maybe we can get BI to come out here, Fowler. No, I have one of those.
This guy should be able to get you back a wall.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll have to get in touch with him and find out. Okay. Right. Yeah, we will. We'll wait till mid-afternoon and see what's going on. That way at least we can...
You gave him Montagna's phone number on there?
No, I gave him the sergeant here. Their hand on the side, and they'll get him back to their wallet.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's kind of a multi-agency thing now, so it involves CME and then the sheriff's department. Are you guys from Simi Valley?
Yeah,
this is
down the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we live real close.
Guess I don't get paid this week.
Oh, wow. Kind of. Hey.
Trying to make the audience this week, I guess.
Well, I think you're a pretty lucky man.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't shit. Like I said, one guy, I wanted... He was trying to save his ammo in a way.
He was?
Saving his ammo because he, when I was walking into the house, I did hear gunshots go off.
That was the side
that
was outside
me.
Really?
Oh,
he got our ground off on him.
Oh, well.
Oh.
God, that truck was good, too. I just want to get him out of there. But if it's ramp, then I don't know. Did my insurance cover that?
What insurance? All you've got is liability. No compensation, my friend.
But I'm not the one who's driving. What about the police department? Won't they cover it? They shot it? Just asking, you know.
I'm not sure how that works if we're doing our job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we take responsibility for everything.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think someone will probably take care of you.
Yeah,
hopefully. I was telling your son, I think he's a hero, you know, in this whole thing. So, you guys should be really proud of him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Somebody said that you just said hero, that he was helping the kids inside the house.
Right? Based on what he's telling us, yeah.
And the wife, a woman, I guess, got beat pretty bad, and he tried to help clear her airway, right?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was breathing a little, you know, enough to keep, stable just for a little bit until the rest of things.
And then they airlifted her. That was the last you saw of her?
Yeah.
You saw her get actually airlifted?
Yeah, I saw them. Well, I saw them wheel her out to the helicopter, to the window upstairs.
And where were the kids? Did they were they all hysterical?
Yeah, they actually, I didn't tell you, but I forgot, but they told me, and I could see by the doorway, the guy actually busted through the door because they locked it. And the guy,
door?
No, the upstairs to the bathroom.
Really?
He busted through the door to the kids, and that's when he hit all the kids. Well, two of the kids. The girl said she was. The boy wasn't.
Were you unconscious?
No.
You never lost consciousness?
No.
So what happened when he hit you? You just went down and stayed down?
Yeah, so I told him that I heard my truck drive away. And then I got up and I looked to see if anybody was home.
Because you were outside at this point.
Yeah. I was outside the whole time until you hit me, and then I went inside.
Yeah. And then you saw the father because he had come home then, huh?
Yeah.
How did you do
this? I don't know, it's probably dry blood.
No.
Brazen on
there.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my thing when he hit me. No, like my head was up a little bit, you know, as far from the cement, and probably when it hit me, I had...
Yeah.
Well, you're a pretty tall guy. Was this guy bigger than you?
No, he was shorter than my 5'10", I would assume.
So you had...
He had to reach up high and hit.
No, because I was already... No, I was on the ground.
Oh, he, right. Yeah, oh, that's right, because he told you to get down on the ground. That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Mike?
All right.
I'm still 10-8. Still 10-8.
After you guys are done talking with him, is he, and if they say he's okay to go home, is he able to go on home or
well, absolutely.
Around?
No, go home.
So
we'll just get your phone numbers and,
if you guys need anything else, you can...
Yeah, do you have all their information, Tyler? Cell phones and stuff? In case we need to get a hold of them?
No, no.
Are you, okay. Are you coming right back, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the same one you gave me before, yeah, that's perfect.
4361. That way, kids,
we are out doing whatever we need to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll put a light in your
okay.
Yeah.
Glad
you're okay,
buddy. Oh, thanks a lot. Do you want to go back to work, you can.
Huh?
Do you want to go back to work?
No, I'm going to hang around for a while. Make sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to take me back home.
Yeah.
Sean drove me here.
Okay.
I'm working, and then you can be the track in the time.
Before left?
Oh, no.
Jesus, 14.
Is Montagna still at the command post?
Yeah, we'll be called when we clear here.
Okay.
You'll give him a call. I'm up to. Thomas called, too.
Thomas called? On myself?
On where we were.
Okay.
I guess there was no other people from Walmart that you didn't get it.
Not that we saw anywhere.
They weren't sure, because they were thinking that they were going to get some more victims coming in, but I guess not, huh?
No.
Not that we know of right now. I know they're doing it. When we left, they were doing a full...
Yeah,
I mean, because...
They were saying, that's the other thing they were saying on our TV, they were trying to figure out, they thought our Walmart opened at 9, but I thought it opened earlier. I thought it opened at 8, so I don't know if there were other people in there.
and there were customers in there.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, see, it was open at 8, yeah.
I know. Me too. I know you have 15.
I think
you're working on your 16.
Yeah, I think I did 16. More because when people are doing it, I'm just going to figure out when.
No, from what you said, I just remembered.
You know what, I don't think I do. I moved it actually out of my car just the other day. So, I normally do. For whatever reason, I left it out, though. Maybe there's a unit you can get here or something. Because we should get pictures of his injuries. Maybe you can work on that. Oh, you want to check my car? Huh? I'm just... I'm pretty sure though. I'm not 100%, but that's what I'm saying. Huh? Well, you know what? See if Ernie's got BI coming out. Maybe BI can just come to their, you know, at some point. Just tell them that we don't have a camera and if we can get BI out here. I'm sure BI's over there. At, oh yeah, we want to. No, we have them close by.
Was my son able to identify? Was it still the same gentleman from yesterday?
We haven't done it. We're waiting.
Okay.
I'm not. You know, we're still investigating on who this person even is. So. I just told him I want to show him the lineup, and the person may or may not even be in there,
yeah.
And he's under no obligation to identify anybody.
Did you look at it? Did you see him?
Yeah.
Originally, I asked you said you were down on the ground.
No, I saw him walking towards me.
Oh, and he's got a gun?
Oh.
Telling you that.
Not at the time. He didn't pull out the gun out there. He wanted to know where my truck was.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Is this an antibiotic yet?
So we got one, and then down, and then and then
okay.
Three, four?
Yes, four total.
Okay.
So one hit, I was like...
You got abrasion?
On his cheek?
Yeah.
That's facial.
The rest of the whole show, fine.
A lot. 17.
Wow.
Alright. Very good.
Thank you.
Can I get you a half life to put you on that? And then we'll get you out of here.
How are you? How are you?
To check on, make sure you're doing okay. Oh, thank you. How have you been?
Great.
Okay.
This is
what I want you to do, Kevin.
Yes. All right. Where's he coming from? Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to just close your eyes, okay? I want you to try to remember this person's face as much as you can. So just close your eyes. I want you to just think about when you first got there, you're cleaning the pool, you're there, what you're doing. I want you to think about when the male first comes out, subject towards you, and he's walking towards you right now, okay? And you see him, and you make eye contact with him. And when he first makes the first set of words to you that, you know, that the woman in there told me that you have a car. Okay, I want you to think about what this person looks like. Okay, do you have that visual in your head?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what I want you to do is just take a look at these pictures carefully. You're under no obligation to identify anybody.
Just by process of elimination of these two are out. He's out. He's out. This 5 and 3, I'm kind of, I think I'll go more 3 than 5. I just know for a fact these 3 are not it.
Okay.
But I don't know if you look a little on the chubbier side.
Just remember that, you know, that people's facial, their weights and stuff like that and things like that change, so look more at the, that's what I want you to visualize the person in your head. And just take a look, you know. And,
I think,
Yeah, right, exactly.
And none of really striking thing, but none of really striking too much. I mean, 3 just seems, 3 will probably be it than anybody else.
Jeremy. Anderson.
Do you feel comfortable enough to say that it was three, or are you just not sure?
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll feel comfortable saying for a fact.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Okay. But if you'd say three or three to five?
Yeah, three to five.
Is what you're...
Five is a little bit too thin. That's why I'm not going with him. But, you know, he has the light skin, like I was thinking, or like the hair. But he's a little bit too... Oh. I mean, if I actually saw him in person, I know for a fact that I could tell him. Because, you know, that's how he looks now.
Okay.
It's just from this.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair enough. So you don't feel comfortable making any identification?
No, but I would probably aim for three if I would, but I just don't feel comfortable saying for a fact.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, I just want to clarify a couple things. Do you know that if when you went upstairs, do you know if the children had called for assistance yet? Or were you the first one to call? Did the dispatcher tell you?
Yeah, well, dispatcher never said anything to me about that.
Okay.
And the kids, they never said if they called previously.
Okay.
I think they called their dad, though, but that's just me assuming that they did, because he showed up pretty fast, so he already knew that something went down.
Okay.
So that's what I think, and they, I don't know.
Now, how soon did the officer show up after the dad did?
Oh, probably like within a minute of that.
Okay. So how soon did the officer show up after you called? How many minutes?
A minute and a half.
Okay, so pretty quickly?
Yeah, it wasn't that long. You know, they got here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Probably two at the max.
And you said that you remembered hearing gunshots afterwards.
Yeah, well, that was before I walked inside the house.
Okay, so before you walked, after you were assaulted?
Yeah, after I was assaulted, I got up and he already drove away.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking towards the house.
Uh-huh.
And when I got by the door, that's when I heard the gunshots go off. About 5, 6 of them went off.
Okay.
I can remember.
Did it sound like it was the same gun that was going off, or did it sound like
I mean, I wouldn't know, because I don't know what that gun sounds like when it goes off.
But did the sounds, were they all consistent?
Yeah, they were. You know, one after another sound thing.
Okay, and how were they fired?
Just one after another.
Just 5 to 6 times? Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom.
Okay, and how many, if you were to say, like, seconds or minutes, or how would you estimate time as far as from the time that you were assaulted, you told him that the keys were in your car, and he starts walking away, you hear the car start, okay, and then at what point do you hear the gunshots? How many seconds after you hear the car start?
Close to a minute, probably after when he drives away, if that,
okay.
40 seconds.
Okay, so when the car is driving away, you hear the gunshots after you hear your car going away.
Oh, yeah, he already passed, he already got out of the house, because they had like a gate protecting the house.
Uh-huh.
And the gate was open after he left.
Uh-huh.
He already drove away. Uh-huh. And I heard the shots. I knew it was far away, like probably towards the front of the neighborhood. Or mid, because you have to see the houses. Like the house is here and the rest of the homes over here.
What's the cross street that goes up to it?
Oh.
Off of Santa Rosa.
Sierra? I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So he'd already driven away.
Yeah, the gunshots were far away when I heard it.
Okay.
They weren't close.
But you weren't quite in the house yet?
No.
When you heard them?
I was making my way to it.
Okay. Okay. But then after that is when the officer came in.
Yeah, like after I made entry to the house, a couple minutes.
And you'd already gone?
Probably 30 minutes, because I went downstairs and then I had to go upstairs to... That's when I found the kids, and that's when we called 911.
Okay. And I wanted to clarify with the kids now, because I know when you said you checked on the lady first in the kitchen,
yeah.
She was bleeding from the head. You opened her airway, you saw that she had, like, shallow breathing.
Yeah.
Then you went to see if there was any other critical people. You went upstairs after calling out. You didn't hear anything. You went upstairs, and you saw the girl in the bathroom.
Yeah, I walked inside the bathroom because that was the first open door.
Uh-huh.
When I walked upstairs.
So she never responded to your calling out?
No.
Okay.
And she, when I walked inside, I think because she was so afraid that he'll come back, she really didn't even look at me.
Uh-huh.
So I bent down and I said, hey, are you alright? You know, trying to, you know, see if she was fine. And she opened up her eyes and she saw it was me. She was pretty happy, you know, to see I was there. But, and then once we were starting to find the phone, that's when the brother. Her brother came out.
Okay, now his injury. You said that she was bleeding from the head.
Yeah, they both were.
Okay, and he was also bleeding from the head?
Yeah, back to the head. Same. He hit it, like, seemed like the exact same spot.
Just a second. Just an antibiotic.
No.
Okay, did they go into any detail about, did they tell you, just what do you remember them telling you as far as what happened? Did they say what happened to their mom? Did they see what happened?
Well, that's when they're both kind of not sure, like the daughter doesn't think she was shot, but the boy does. But they both said that the guy walked into their house.
Did you say how he entered their house?
No, they didn't. So I don't know how he did. But they said that the mom said, "What are you doing in here?" That's what they told me.
Okay.
And then from there, I guess she went on to beat her on the head.
Why do you say that?
Because she was bleeding from the head.
Okay.
And she was knocked unconscious pretty well. So, you know, it was quite a force to the head.
Did you see any signs of forced entry in the house?
No.
Any broken doors, any broken windows?
No. The door that I walked through is already open. I didn't like examine it to see if there was the door jam was busted, but it was open already. Okay. The only one that I know that was busted into was a bathroom. That I know that for a fact because the boy even told me that he busted into it.
Okay, so when you went upstairs and you saw the girl, the door was open.
Yeah.
But what did the door look like? The condition of it. Did you make any notation?
The only condition I could tell that when I was looking at it, I didn't look at the front to see.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that the door jam that comes this way.
Like the hinges side or the other side?
The
lock side?
Like say this is a bathroom. This side I saw was a busted. Like
cracked wood?
Yeah, like this, like the girl's right here. The boys where you're at and the door's right where they are.
Uh-huh.
That's what I saw where it was busted.
Okay.
From this
side. On the locking side or the the handle side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opposite. The other side, I don't know.
Okay. And was it it was a wood door?
Yeah.
And it was so broken wood. Did they tell you that did they tell you that they had locked themselves in there or did you assume that or?
I assumed it because the door was busted open. I think they might have said it was, but I'm not sure if they did. And I was kind of thinking like, what's going on here? Uh-huh. So I didn't pay too much attention to that part of the detail.
Okay. Is there anything else about that? Is there anything else that you think that was important about what they told you or what you actually saw for yourself?
No, besides the mom saying, what are you doing in here? And that, and then they both are kind of uneven of what exactly happened to their mom.
What did the boy say about him thinking that his mother was shot? What did he tell you?
He said that I think I heard gunshots. He said he thinks that he wasn't too sure himself.
Okay.
And he said that the boy told me that the guy sounded like he had an English accent. Now, I didn't really pay attention to how he talked and he didn't say too many words to me.
Uh-huh.
But that was the boy told me.
Okay. Sounds good. When he came up to you and you were out cleaning the pool, you didn't see the gun. Did you see both his hands at that time?
Yeah.
And he didn't have a firearm in his hand?
No.
Okay, so at what point, where did he pull it from?
I don't know. I was looking at him, and then I looked down and pulled it, and then I saw it there. So I'm guessing he pulled on his right side since it was in his right hand. But that's just me assuming.
Like
that.
A pocket or something?
Yeah.
Or a holster?
Yeah, because he had some khakis on, so, those have pockets, and that's where he probably pulled it from.
Okay.
I think he had khakis.
So. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to be going home, I'm assuming, after this. We'll probably have maybe an officer even come by again. And we'll get back to you and let you know exactly what's going on with, like, your property and stuff. Can you hold on a second? What's your address, Kevin?
27.
You got all that? Anderson Pools, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what days do you work with Anderson and Pools?
Thursday.
Monday through Thursday. What are your hours?
I like today. I got to start at about 6 o'clock in the morning.
So when?
I don't know. About 12. Yeah, I'm gonna start my new job.
Okay.
And that's gonna be Monday through Thursday as well.
Where are you gonna work at?
Off of Malibu with the California State Parks Fire Management and Prevention. And that's off of Malibu. I think the address is 39996.
Okay.
Right by, if you know, next
Malibu Canyon?
No, it's right on the beach. Yeah.
So 3996 Pacific Coast Highway?
39996, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. What's your cell phone number?
I can still give you if I ever get back.
Oh, it's in the car? Okay.
Yeah.
So then we have all their residence numbers and cell phones. Okay.
Can you grab the license number off you?
No.
I can get it.
Oh, that's Dan. That's my boss, yeah.
Okay. All right, do you have any questions, or is there anything else that we haven't covered?
No, I think we covered everything that I remember.
Okay. All right. Kevin, I think you're a hero.
Thank you.
You really do?
Thank you.
We'll be in contact, okay? I'll call you. How are you doing? Good. Do you guys have any questions?
I think you can ask them. Our main thing is how we're going to get the rest of the stuff. You know, main thing would be the wall and the cell phone.
Yeah.
But then I know the rest will just come and of course, I guess they'll let us
know. Yeah, I mean, they're just going to, because it was used in the commission of the robbery with him, they're going to, you know, they're investigating the connection of the homicide in Thousand Oaks with this guy.
Right.
So they're just going to seal it up, tow it, and go through it systematically.
They wouldn't be able to see the truck to see the condition. Do you know what your work is doing?
They're probably already got it out of there, towed out of there. So, but we'll call you and let you know.
Yeah.
I'll definitely look to get your contact.
Supposedly you'll be able to get that wall.
And if I don't hear that, you contact me, you'll call me.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem. All right?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, girl.
All right, thanks. All right, now it's 11:42. That concludes my interview.